What we found in our report is the fact that the government of President John Magufuli has really built up a formidable arsenal of laws that essentially are stifling all forms of dissent and are effectively clamping down on the rights of freedom of assembly, expression, and movement ahead of elections. What's actually happening is that this panoply of legislation, legal instruments, regulations, and political declarations by the president have essentially ring-fenced political opponents within their constituencies. The second development we have seen relates to emasculation of the media by coming up with a panoply of very restrictive media laws that essentially determine what can be published, who publishes, and essentially criminalizes freedom of expression.
I spoke last month with the Tanzanian Director of Elections, Wilson Charles, on the claims by the opposition that the election will not be free and fair. He said that the opposition claims are baseless because the commission is governed by laws and regulations.
In our report, we did not cover or make any conclusion or any determination about the freeness or fairness of elections because Amnesty does not work on elections in that way. What we covered is a tracking of the systematic attack of political opposition, including, for example, as we speak, seven members of Chadema's youth wing are in detention despite having been granted bail. They were arrested on the 6th of July simply for singing the national anthem while hosting their party flag. They were accused of not respecting the national anthem and of conduct that essentially goes counter to what is established ethos by the president. There's been a ferocious targeting of independent media, Kwanza TV, Wanachi Online, Clouds TV, Clouds FM, MultiChoice Tanzania. All these media organizations have been found to be in breach of one or the other of the regulations that have been coming in. Then you have to go towards the sector of non-governmental organizations, what we call civil society groups in Tanzania. Those two have not been spared, including essentially giving the government an opportunity to supervise NGO functions that previously were not supervised essentially in terms of reporting. So you now need to report to government where the money came from, what you intend to do with that, and failing to do that has resulted in a number of organizations being suspended from their daily work. Their accounts were frozen. So these restrictions, where NGOs are now struggling to carry out their work because of restrictions which are in law, are the reasons why we are saying there is a weaponization of the law to achieve a political objective.
A number of other African countries are holding elections this year and next year. Do you see similar thing like in Tanzania happening in other African countries? In other words, what lessons that should we be drawing from what you have observed in Tanzania?
I think what we can broadly say is that since COVID-19 set its foot on the African continent, we have seen a series of impacts of the virus on our politics and on our rights. One of it has been what we call significant state overreach, where COVID-19 has been weaponized by many African governments to try and achieve political objectives in the name of regulating COVID-19 because the lockdown measures have been used less to fight the virus.
Depros, thank you very much again. We're so happy to speak with you.
Thank you, Brother James. Thank you very much.